USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States declared a public health emergency and announced significant entry restrictions because of the coronavirus that hit China and has spread to other nations. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who's coordinating the federal response, announced that President Trump has signed an order that will temporarily bar entry into the United States other than the immediate family of U.S. citizens and permanent residents who have traveled in China within the last 14 days. The restrictions take effect on Sunday. Americans returning from China will be allowed in but will face screening at select ports of entry and required to undertake 14 days of self-screening to ensure they don't pose a public risk. Also beginning Sunday, the U.S. will begin funneling flights to 7 major airports where passengers can be screened for the illness. The death toll now stands at 213, with over 10,000 people globally infected. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Britons counted down the final hours to their country's departure from the European Union, some joyous, some sad, most hopeful that the divorce would mark the end of an anguished chapter in their country's history. The UK officially departed the EU at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. The move comes 3.5 years after the country voted by a margin of 52-48% to walk away from the club that it joined in 1973. Throughout the day, bands of ardent Brexit backers draped in Union Jack flags gathered outside Parliament in London to celebrate. John Delaney, the longest-running Democratic candidate in the 2020 presidential race, is officially ending his campaign after pouring millions of his own dollars into an effort that failed to resonate with voters. The announcement further dropped down a primary field that once stood at more than 24. The former Maryland congressman has been running for president since July 2017, though Delaney's early start did little to give him an advantage. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Amazon Prime continues to grow as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Amazon's Prime business growing to more than 150 million subscribers. According to the company, the figure is a huge step up from the 100 million it announced in 2018. And this is despite an increase in Prime membership fees from $99 to $119 a couple of years ago. According to CEO Jeff Bezos, Prime members watched twice the number of hours of original movies and TV shows on Prime Video in the fourth quarter as compared to the previous year, though the company would not provide more info on that viewing. The company is saying in the last 3 months, it's earned roughly $3.3 billion profit on sales of $87.4 billion, both of which smashed Wall Street expectations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of the most recognizable faces in television news, former PBS anchor Gwen Ifill, started as a reporter in a predominantly white male journalism industry. Within years of her start, she was covering presidential campaigns for the biggest media organizations in the country. She's regarded as one of the most respected reporters of all time, and now she's on a stamp. The trailblazing reporter and anchor who died in 2016 was honored as the face of the U.S. Postal Service's 43rd Black Heritage Forever stamp. She joins Martin Luther King Jr., Ella Fitzgerald, and Jackie Robinson, whose faces all have been recognized with a forever stamp. This is USA Radio News.